This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Saudi Arabia has threatened to retaliate for any sanctions imposed against it after President Trump said the kingdom deserves severe punishment if it is responsible for the disappearance and suspected murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. Riyadh warned such action would receive a greater reaction. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told Fox News Sunday President Trump wants more information right away.
We don't know yet. Allegations are being made, but we've withheld our views. The administration will be carefully monitoring it. This week, I think the president wants a very prompt resolution of what exactly happened.
Senator Marco Rubio urged the Saudis to be forthcoming about Khashoggi's fate.
What I do think is shocking is if, in fact, he was lured into a diplomatic facility, murdered, his body chopped up, and that they sent a group of people down there to carry this out. That would be an outrage. It would be an atrocity. And that would be a swift response, certainly from Congress.
Rubio and others have suggested an arms deal with the Saudis could be in jeopardy, although President Trump is reluctant to cancel it, insisting it is vital for American manufacturers and Riyadh will simply buy arms elsewhere. An Egyptian court has upheld the death sentence for three people linked to militant group Ansar al-Sharia. They killed at least 10 policemen in attacks between August of 2013 and May of 2014. Others have received life prison terms or lengthy sentences, several others acquitted. The International Committee of the Red Cross has made an urgent appeal to an Islamic State-affiliated group in Nigeria to release two abducted health workers it had threatened to kill by today. A third health worker was killed in September. The three were seized in March in Nigeria's northeastern community of Ran. This is VOA News. A United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has tested positive for Ebola. Meantime, health officials warn the rate of new Ebola cases is on the rise, especially in the town of Beni. Tarek Yasarevich is with the World Health Organization.
This is something that obviously will make us focus on Beni, trying to reinforce our teams there and try to basically go really deeper in the community.
The death toll from Ebola stands now at 125 out of 201 reported cases in the DRC. In Turkey's western Izmir province, at least 22 migrants were killed. It happened when the truck they were riding in rolled off a bridge into a canal 20 meters below. At least 13 others were injured. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says he will urge the European Union today to agree to a plan by Prime Minister Theresa May for Britain's departure from the EU, known as Brexit.
There is no one who is going to be able to negotiate the right deal for Britain better than Theresa May. She is battling for Britain. This is the crucial stage in the negotiations. We can get there. I believe we will get there. But this is the time to stand rock solid behind Theresa May, to back our Prime Minister to get the best deal for Britain.
Prime Minister May is scheduled to travel to Brussels this week for a crucial summit with the EU, 6 months before Brexit becomes official, for an agreement on a withdrawal deal as well as a land border and future relations. The trade tensions with China ignited by the United States will bring uncertainties to the world economy, and David Lipman, the first deputy managing director of the International Monetary Fund, says China has so far well managed its financial stability amid the trade frictions.
The basic situation in China has been that China's managed its affairs very well. It's been reining in some of the credit growth, decreasing the vulnerabilities, the risks of financial instability. It's been very successful at that.
Lipman added that if the trade tensions continue between Beijing and Washington, it would be difficult for China or the United States to handle the financial stability risk. China and the U.S. are locked in an ongoing trade war with a tit-for-tat imposition of both billions of dollars in tariffs on one another's exported and imported goods. Pope Francis has declared Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero and Pope Paul VI saints. In addition to Romero and Paul VI, Francis canonized five others. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.